Today on the podcast, we're talking about Netflix and how they are recently have decided to start using generative AI in their films and TV shows, which is sort of a controversial take for Hollywood. So we're going to get into all the nitty gritty of that. Before we do, Jaden, why don't you tell them about our school community?
Yeah, so every single week, Jamie and I record an exclusive piece of content to help people that are trying to grow and scale their business using AI tools. We post them all on our school community over on, it's the AI Hustle school community. So we have over 300 members. There's people that have started like $100 million companies that are in this group. There's people that have are brand new to start companies. So you get a really wide range of perspectives. And there's an amazing community where people ask questions, get answers. Like if you're just getting into this kind of stuff, it's a good place. If you're more advanced, there's a bunch of really advanced users that can give you some great feedback and tips. And also we have over 60 videos that Jamie and I have recorded for the last, for over a year, we've been making this community and sharing content here. So there's tons of good stuff. This week, we did an entire video all about the new ChatGPT agent tool. Jamie has access to it. I know not everybody does, but he's access and he was showing us some of the tips and tricks, how he's able to get it to do more, some of the hangups it has. So if you're interested in that tool or, you know, dozens of other AI tools, go check out the AI Hustle School community. There's a lot on there. All right, let's get into what Netflix is doing, because this is a moment I have been waiting for a long time. You know, I've been big on AI in film. I'm excited for the moment when we all get to basically become directors of our own films. But this is really exciting. So pretty much just on Thursday, Netflix said that they have started to use basically AI in their movies and all of their shows that they're producing. So a lot of people said like, oh, man, AI and video, it's going to like unlock for indie creators and these like kind of new people to make these like indie films. And there is a whole bunch of really impressive indie films that have been built with AI. I'm not sure if you've seen them, go viral on social media like a lot lately. But beyond that, we're really getting into like the big industries, like Hollywood is using this and it's saving them millions of dollars. So it makes perfect sense, you know, where the incentives are and why they're doing this. So recently, their CEO, Ted Sarandos, said that basically Netflix, he said, quote, the very first generative AI final footage is going to appear on screen. It's a new show that they have. It's an Argentine show, but it's called El Antonta. So he basically said that Netflix's internal production team group is teaming up with a bunch of producers to use AI to create a scene of a building collapsing. So I like... You can imagine there's some clips that are really high value to use AI for and some that are low value, right? Man walking down the street whistling, and then maybe like the AI isn't perfect at how like his lips sync up. Like maybe you just use a real person. But then he looks over and there's a whole building that collapses. Okay, so the old Hollywood would construct an entire fake building or find it to be demolished, blow it up. That's so expensive and crazy. Or you could just use an AI to do that and then you move on to the next scene and you just save yourself $1 million of demolishing in a whole building.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I think there's a lot of use cases for saving money for situations like that. But I also think in some ways they'll be able to get more creative with some of their films as well. You know, I think AI does a really great job at some of the like fantasy footage, or like I could picture being used in a horror movie. And I'm going to refer back to the point that you had, because I think it's a great idea. Back several years ago, there was a Black Mirror movie called Bandersnatch that was released on Netflix, and it had different you could kind of choose your own adventure through the movie. So like they'd have a clip play and then you'd have 10 seconds to maybe choose what you do, and then based on your choice it would go to the next scene. So you could end up the movie with like the game over scenario, like the people dying, or you can, you know, get through it. And it was kind of almost like a game. Very, very cool. So you'd go back and watch the same movie multiple times to try to see like
different
paths where it was a very cool concept, but I think AI could honestly make that so much cooler. So,
yeah, I mean, basically I'm excited for the point when we get to with all of this where, you know, whether they're using like an API to Google VO or they're using OpenAI's Sora, like whatever AI model they're using, I'm excited for the point where, yeah, like you mentioned, it's a choose your own adventure, but it's generating like the footage live basically. And maybe they have some sort of framework where it's like they have these different characters that are plugged in. But yeah, that's going to be amazing when you get to do it. And then you can imagine like pairing that up with like VR, so you could watch a movie in VR where you're like embedded in, right? All of these AI companies are building these like 3D models of 3D renderings of a world. So, and even some people are making like footage like this too, where it's like you have a 360 panorama of what's going on in the shot. So you can imagine you're inside the movie and then you get to like pick what happens next in the adventure, where you go, like all sorts of crazy things, basically like a video game, or like you're, you know, the Black Mirror thing where you're going through scenes. So like so much more rich content, crazy cool innovation beyond just like, you know, save a couple bucks on a building falling down scene. Like you could actually unlock some really exciting stuff with this generative AI in film, which I think is exciting, right? Because a lot of times I hear from like people in the filming industry, they're like, oh, I hate that like AI is, you know, replacing our jobs, and it's like just can generate the clip. Like even like basically the CEO of Netflix said that using AI, the scene was finished 10 times faster than it would have been with traditional visual effects tools, and it cost less, obviously. So I do hear this like, oh, it's going to replace us, it's going to take jobs. But yeah, think about the cool innovation that it also unlocks, and also new jobs. Like there's going to, once you start adding VR to it, it's going to be pretty crazy. You're just going to make a lot more jobs needed for a film, but you probably could make a lot more money too.
Yeah, I mean, I some people would say there's controversy with this. I don't really agree with that, because, you know, take like a movie like Marvel, DC, you know, those kind of things. It's very visual effect heavy. So much of it is not real at all. You know, it's CGI anyway. So like AI would just be a tool to make that easier and less expensive. So which I think could add to the production value of those of shows maybe that Netflix has to produce, because they got to keep coming up with new stuff all the time. And you know, I could see how budget it's not it really in the budget to do tons of crazy effects until now. So
yeah, no, I totally agree. Okay, here's a direct quote from Netflix that I just thought was so interesting. I think this is also Sarandos again. He said, quote, "We remain convinced that AI represents an incredible opportunity to help creators make films and series better, not just cheaper. There are AI powered creator tools." So this is a real people doing real work with better tools. "Our creators are already seeing the benefits in production through pre-visualization and shot planning work, and certainly visual effects. It used to be that only big budget projects would have access to advanced visual effects like de-aging." So I do think this is a good spin on it. He's like, look, guys, it's not replacing everybody. And it's an interesting thing, right? Because I think of like indie filmers all the time, but also you have to think of like companies like Netflix. They have to pick where they put their budget, and sometimes they put a big budget on a film and a small budget on a film. And when you watch the movie, it's like, oh man, I remember like growing up, anytime a Netflix original would come on, I was like, oh great, a Netflix original, just like this cheesy knockoff low quality film. That's kind of like the vibe I got from it. And I don't think every Netflix original is like that, but I definitely think that the low budget ones are low budget and the high budget ones are high budget. And I think that discrepancy is going to get pretty much evened out with AI tools, because even low budget films can have incredible visual effects, and it all just comes down to the director. Even a new director or a young director or an inexperienced director could come up with some really great ideas, and they can prove themselves because they're not limited by basically you know, the budget of what they can produce. They can produce anything if they have good enough ideas. So to me, I think that's kind of exciting. It unlocks a lot. So yeah, to me that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and then the last thing in this article, it says that Netflix reported revenue of $11.08 billion, which is up 16% from a year earlier. So a profit of $3.13 billion. So that actually, personally, I don't have Netflix anymore because I didn't find anything interesting to watch on there. So, but maybe now that they can produce content a lot easier, there'll be more new shows and things. But that's a little bit surprising to me how much that they're up in revenue. So
yeah, that's crazy that they're growing. Yeah, to be honest, I don't have Netflix either. I haven't had Netflix for ages, but I do have other streaming services. Yeah, maybe time to get back on it if they have some of these cool things. So overall, really exciting. I think right now Netflix is using generative AI on a bunch of other areas. They're doing a bunch of personalization stuff. They're doing search. They're doing ads. I think that Netflix is actually going to roll out interactive ads in the second half of this year. And earlier this year, they rolled out an AI-powered search in there. So they're doing a bunch of cool things. Definitely a company to watch in this space. Listen, if you enjoyed the episode today, We would really appreciate it if you could leave us a review or a rating. So over on Apple, you can hit the stars and drop a comment. We read them all. We really appreciate them. And on Spotify, you hit the About tab. If you're on YouTube, leave a like and subscribe to the channel. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we will catch you guys in the next episode. Make sure to join the AI Hustle school community, link in the description as always. All right, you guys have a good one.